Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, March 21st, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's our privilege this day to share God's Word with you and share this podcast to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. Today's message is titled, God of Creation. Today's scripture text is Genesis chapter 1, 16 and 17.
God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth.
Last night we had an outstanding sunset. I was visiting with a friend, and as we drove westward, the sun was directly in front of us. I had my sunglasses on, but still had to slow down and shield my eyes. We commented together at the remarkable sight. It was a fiery, blinding, bright orange-red that seemed to just sit for a few minutes on the horizon like a giant rubber ball, and then it speedily disappeared.
The setting of the sun is a tremendously predictable aspect of God's created order. Consider what it would be like if, just as the sun set, it suddenly stopped and then began to rise again from the west. Well, of course, I'm aware that this would actually involve an abrupt reversal of the Earth's rotation. If this were to happen, all the problems we have now would instantly be very trivial. Yet it's really not something that we worry about, is it? And sure enough, this morning we had another sunrise right on schedule.
Well, I have a firm, unwavering belief in the Genesis creation account in spite of the relentless assault of modernism. I'm aware that many mock my view and would call me a simpleton for believing that way. I believe this account forms an inviolable foundation for God's redemption plan. I'm also aware that there are those who, like me, make a profession of faith in Christ, yet concede to the shifting whims of the world on this issue, asserting the creation account is really not that important. Many Christians may not be aware of the excellent resources available defending the biblical record. Last night, my friend and I commented on our faith in God who made the sun. Consider a verse in Hebrews 11, verse 3. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. However, regardless of what view one has concerning creation and origins, it all takes faith.
Each predictable sunrise and sunset provides a witness to the truth of the creation account, which in part declares, God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth.
Today, let us again faithfully serve the God of creation.
Let's pray together. The skies and the earth belong to you, Lord, and have sustained humankind since the time of creation. When you made the world, you set everything in its proper place and in its proper timing. You made the moon to mark the seasons, and the sun always knows when to set. You make it dark, and it becomes night. Lord, you have made many things. With your wisdom, you made them all. With my whole being, I praise you, Almighty God.
Amen. Well, as we prepared the message today, Brooksine had we work together. Typically, I write first, then she edits and adds to my writing, and she got a kick out of considering what the folks in Washington or the United Nations would do if suddenly the sun would reverse directions and start to rise from the west after setting. And, of course, I don't think they'd even have time to know what to do. I'm not scientifically acclimated enough, but I don't think we'd have a whole lot of time if we had that kind of disruption. Well, I do have on the website today a couple of links to creation materials. These are two sites and ministries that do assert the truthfulness of the Genesis account of creation. One is the Institute for Creation Research, and the other is a ministry titled Answers in Genesis. And I have links to both sites up today. Have several photos up today. Sunset photos, one taken by a friend of mine in Maine. And actually, I'm not certain whether it's a sunrise or sunset. It's obviously the sun. And one is a sunset photo I took right out from in front of our home during the winter. I also have a snowman photo. And finally today, have a couple of links up to songs that we believe would further support the message today. A great contemporary song many of us have sung in our churches called God of Wonders. And a song I was not familiar with before doing some research today, but just simply titled You Are the One. And both of these are from a church in Sugar Land, Texas, called the Cornerstone Community Bible Church. I assume they're from their worship service, but they're just MP3 links if you care to listen. Well, what a blessing to share with you today. It is the first full day of spring here. Spring, I understand, came at 8:07, I believe it was, last night, Eastern Time. And we are having a beautiful sunny day, and I believe it's getting very warm out there as well. I was just out a few minutes ago, and it seems to be warming up. Well, what a blessing to share with you today. May you continue to stay faithful to the Lord and be encouraged.